But have I really seen it all? Do cops ever really see it all? I saw some crazy stuff, for sure. I went into houses that were beyond livable. Human and dog feces, maggots, and vermin were a common occurrence. I stopped wondering why people wiped their asses and threw the toilet paper into nearby trash cans, because we often found the stash of drugs at the bottom of that pile of shit-stained toilet paper. The stench was unbearable, and flies were everywhere. We saw mice running around kids' bedrooms. There were houses where I would tap the ceiling with a broom handle, only to hear the scatter of mice feet. That always freaked me out. Many cops I worked with are anally organized, and their houses and yards are meticulous. I fall into that category, and for good reason. I saw the worst living conditions there were. I experienced firsthand the adrenaline rush of crashing through the front door of a drug house and chasing suspects through hallways and bedrooms before they were able to flush the drugs. Of the many exciting aspects of police work, being the first through the door is hard to compete with. One time we had just hit a house and had all the suspects secured with handcuffs. Seconds prior, it was sheer pandemonium, with everybody running and screaming and trying to escape. One of my guys turned to me in an excited tone and said, "Sarge, this is better than sex." At the time, it was hard to argue. I saw the devastating effects of alcohol. Several times, I was at the scene of fatality accidents involving drunk drivers. Innocent kids were killed in mangled messes of vehicles. These images never leave my mind. I made so many domestic violence calls in my career that I can't even remember them all. Most involved alcohol. Women were beaten, kids were abused, and dogs were kicked by abusive men under the influence of alcohol. Many times I encountered a drunk guy who thought he was tougher than he should have been.